Yesterday, voters in Kansas overwhelmingly decided against removing the right to an abortion from the state constitution, so the procedure remains legal there. Abortion is also still legal in neighboring Colorado, which is experiencing an influx of out-of-state patients, some of whom are in desperate circumstances. KUNC's Robin Vincent reports.
Abortion rights are human rights!
On a recent Saturday morning in Boulder, thousands of people marched through the streets to protest the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. Moments before, abortion provider Dr. Kelly Peters told the crowd that Boulder Valley Women's Health Center has been inundated with calls since Roe was overturned.
It was heartbreaking to hear women on the phone and hear their partners on another phone in the background frantically trying to get appointments.
Peters says last year, less than 3% of patients were from out of state. That number is up to 25%. During an interview at the clinic, Peters says that for months, some out-of-state patients have been pushing the limits to make it to Boulder.
Driving 14, 15 hours from Texas, trying to get a hotel. You know, the cost of gas has gone up, the cost of airline flights has gone up, and some people can't do that.
Back in 1986, the progressive-leaning city enacted a policy prohibiting anti-abortionists from approaching patients entering abortion clinics. Now, with Roe overturned, protective measures are increasingly emerging at the state level. A new law guarantees the right to an abortion, and Governor Jared Polis recently issued an order protecting out-of-state patients and their providers.
Colorado is going to be so important in the near future. Immediate future right now.
That's David Cohen. He examines how law impacts abortion provisions at Drexel University. He points out two things that make Colorado key in the battle for abortion access: its central geographic location and its many neighbors curbing abortion access. But there's a huge equity component to this.
Travel involves privilege, and privilege tracks with race and class in this country. And so the people who are going to be impacted the most by a world in which much of abortion care is based on your ability to travel are going to be poor people and people of color.
21-year-old Haley Plush falls into the former category. Money is really tight. She's part of a growing group of people coming to Colorado for care, sometimes under very difficult circumstances.
The whole gist of it was just hard. I mean, we're broker than broke right now. It took all of our money to get up there.
Plush has a rare condition called hyperemesis, which causes severe nausea, vomiting, and weight loss during pregnancy.
And I was bedridden. I was throwing up blood, so I drove myself to the hospital here.
She says she went to two different Wyoming emergency rooms, emaciated and begging to end her pregnancy.
The only thing somebody could tell me was, well, we're going to do what we can to help you continue with this pregnancy.
Wyoming has long been a so-called abortion desert with just one provider. The state was poised to outlaw abortion entirely, but a judge has temporarily blocked that from happening. So abortion for now remains legal there. Sick and desperate, Plush called Planned Parenthood, and they found her an appointment at their Fort Collins clinic. That's more than 4 hours from her home.
So when she called me back and she told me that they got me in as an emergency in the morning at 9 o'clock, I think I called my grandma sobbing. Like, I was so thankful just to have somebody like listen to me.
Plush got money from the Wyoming nonprofit Chelsea's Fund to pay for the procedure. But that money didn't cover gas, hotels, and a car that broke down along the way. She and her husband are now holding yard sales to make ends meet and visiting food banks. A couple hundred miles away in Cheyenne, Wyoming, a similar story has been playing out for Jordan Garland. She's also relying on money from Chelsea's Fund to pay for her upcoming abortion in Colorado. She's 24 and lives in a camper with her boyfriend.
I'm actually very scared just because it's, well, for one, I've never had surgery. I've never gone through any medical emergency-wise happen. So it's kind of a big step out of my comfort zone.
Garland drove 100 miles to a Planned Parenthood in Denver to discover she was too far along to be treated there. The clinician referred her to Dr. Warren Hearn, who's 40 minutes away in Boulder. He specializes in complex cases, but getting an appointment with him is becoming harder.
We're booked out 2 or 3 weeks, and that's never happened before.
Hearn says the problem for Garland and others is that a lack of abortion care nationwide means patients will have to put off the procedure even longer.
It increases the risk, it increases the cost and emotional anguish and all the rest.
The 84-year-old physician is trying to meet the moment by training other doctors to work with him. And he has tentative plans to build a bigger facility. Still, even in an abortion rights community, Hearn operates with eyes in the back of his head.
I may not assume that I'm safe at any time.
He didn't show up to that rally in Boulder due to death threats. This is nothing new for Hearn. He's been stalked at his office, and he's been shot at. He says that's the reality for abortion providers across America. For Here and Now, I'm Robin Vincent.